You're listening to the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Sai Hearn.
Sai. Welcome to episode 4 of the Business Profit Club, where we show you how to serve more customers, give more value, and grow your business profit. All right, let's do this. You ready, Sai?
I'm ready.
love it. All right, today's episode is all about goals.
Goals. I watched a bit of football over the weekend.
There we go. And you won't be long before you're into the weeds. Where's my thing? Goals. Right. We're coming up to Christmas time 2018. If you're looking to make 2019 the greatest it has ever been, people always tell you you've got to have goals, don't they?
They do.
Have you got goals?
I've got goals.
Fantastic. And I think everyone does, but sometimes people have them written down. Sometimes people just have them in their head. Sometimes people change them.
Visualize them with pictures.
Yeah, they change them every day of the week.
Yeah.
And they can't remember what they were a week ago and all these sorts of things. So what we're going to do this episode is talk you through it, because we always want you to try and grow your goals. Grow your goals? Grow your business profit through achieving your goals. So
that's right. Because without a goal, it's like setting off on a journey and not knowing where you're going.
There you go. Perfect. So I think first thing is we need to talk about the goal setting snobbery. We're awash with it. We're absolutely awash with it. It never ceases to amaze me how, you know, you'll talk to someone about setting a goal and someone will say, oh, yeah, set a goal. What did you do? Well, I scribbled it down on this kind of old diary that I've got, and I've written it out, what I want to achieve. And people go, what the hell? You can't have a goal like that. You've got to follow this system and follow that system, and you need to subscribe. And before you know it, they're telling you to get up at 4:30 in the morning to do 3 hours of this and 2 hours of that. And it's, I don't know about you, but to me, it's a load of rubbish. There we are. Goal setting snobbery. I don't know. Everyone seems to be telling you to have a bigger and bigger and bigger goal and all the rest of it. But I never see these sort of people necessarily achieving a great deal.
No, I think a lot of people talk a good game.
Yeah.
You've got to do it, though.
Well, yeah.
Make it achievable.
I think that's one of the things. So here's something. I reckon that if you are setting a goal and you've never done anything like it before, then you've got to be careful, because, you know, let's face it. If I set the goal of being a professional footballer in the Premier League next year, it's unlikely it's going to happen. One, because I'm a couple of years past my prime.
I would say so.
Yeah. And the other thing is I've demonstrated nothing in the past that would indicate that I'm anywhere near achieving
that. You're
a
walking footballer.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. I've got two speeds in my football, slow and stop. There you go. But one of the things is you've got to pick a goal, and it's got to be reasonable. It's got to be something that you kind of, you know, it's not out of the realms of possibility. So I think you need a reality check on it. And here's one for you, Si. I think in order to be good at something, you've probably got to accept and acknowledge that you're going to be bad at something.
Yeah.
Because you can't do everything.
No.
Can you?
No.
No, absolutely not. So if you were going to, what would you give up? What would you say, right, I tell you what, I'm going to be bad at this. Is there anything that springs to mind?
Dancing.
There you are. So you're not going to get distracted with dancing.
No.
So you're going to be quite happy at the end of 2019 when somebody says, hey, Si, how's your dancing? And you go, look, it's bad.
Exactly.
It's bad because it wasn't there. I know I want to do it, but I'm just going to leave it for the time being because I want to be good at something else. So there you are. If you've, you know, this is the thing. If we want to be good at everything, but look, you're going to have to make a judgment. You're going to have to make a call which one you're going to be good at. And I've got a really nifty way of working out which is the one that you want to be good at.
Well, I want you to tell me. Go on, tell me.
Well, I will tell you, but it's a bit too long probably for this podcast. So I'll tell you what, we'll record a video and I'll show you how you do it. And if anyone wants it, have a look at that. We'll put a link in the podcast show notes, won't we?
Yeah.
As we're setting stuff up, and you can go have a look at that, and then you can work it out, and you can see how clever it is. It's a really good one to do. So there we are. That's how you would identify which is the goal that you want to go for, because sometimes people don't even start doing goals because they're overwhelmed. They've got too many things that they want to do. So that's the first thing, narrow it down. Okay. The other thing is, what have you got to be when you're doing goals?
You've got to be accountable.
And who would you be accountable to?
You.
To me?
Yeah.
Bells. Yeah, nothing like a bit of pressure.
Who would you be accountable to?
Well, you know, there's a combination. There's part of me that says I only need to be accountable to myself, because if I don't do it, who am I kidding? It's only me.
Yeah. But?
But it does help when there's somebody else. So, Sai, you're going to have to hold me accountable to this.
Oh, yeah.
In 2019, and we can do that. We can definitely do it. But there's lots of ways, isn't there? People use other people.
Yeah.
They use groups.
Yeah.
People put it out on social media. They say, next year I'm going to achieve this. Hold me accountable to it, don't they?
Yeah.
But some people do it visually. So they might put up an enormous piece of paper and what have you, and they'll say, right, look, I'm going to make a mark on here every time I do something. I heard this is called the Jerry Seinfeld approach.
Right. So go on, tell me about that then.
Well, you know Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
He did...
Not personally, anyway.
Right, yeah. He had a comedy show in America.
Right.
And it was incredible, the level of consistency that he delivered, all the stuff. It earned him a fortune, huge amounts of money, I think. And I think it still does. And somebody asked him, he said, right, how do you manage to churn out all this on such a consistent level? And his advice was get an enormous wall chart planner for the year, with a space for every day of the year. And every day you do something towards what you want to do, you put a red cross through it. And he said, your entire job, your only job, is to make sure that you have a red cross going through every single day and you don't break the chain. So whether you sort of start off on 1st of January or the 3rd of January, whatever, from that point, you want every day to have a cross through it, because that means you've done something working towards your goal. So that sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Pretty good. Well, you can't argue with him, can you?
Well, no, you can't. Not with his success. I mean, it's a pretty simple thing to do, easy to follow. I'm just trying to think if there's anything. Probably brushing my teeth is the longest, you know, consistent thing that I do.
So could you do something, attach it to it, like a trigger?
That's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah, because actually that's brilliant. Such a good idea is that one of the best things you can do is, thank you for this, Sai, is the fact that habits are often triggered by something. So, you know, for brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Right, what do you do when you get up in the morning? Keep it clean.
Get up, wash my face.
There you go. So when you get out of bed, do you immediately think, I need to go wash my face?
Yeah, to wake me up.
To wake you up. So it's already, that's kind of a habit, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I bet, if you did it and you didn't do that, you feel something's not quite right.
Yeah, because it's something like 21 days to make a habit, isn't it? And then I think...
It could be. Who knows? I think it's how many times you do it in that 21 days as well.
Yeah.
So if you only did it once in 21 days, it's probably not going to be a habit.
Okay, but I'll go with 21 days consistent.
Consistently doing it, you know, several times or whatever it might be. But on the trigger thing, so you've got up, you say, I get up, I jump out of bed, and the first thing, do you ever say something to yourself? When do you wake up?
Damn, I've slept in. No, I'm not kidding. No.
Right, well, here's one for you. If you're listening to this, start off with a really positive phrase that you tell yourself. Do you want to know what mine is?
I want to know exactly what yours is.
I'm just trying to think what mine is, because my trigger is when I get out of bed. So it's good morning, good morning. Today is my favorite day. I am truly blessed.
Getting quite emotional with that.
Yeah, that's all I say. But that's it. And you're instantly up and you've got a positive frame of mind on it. So that's why I do that. Someone told me that a long time ago that you had to say something, and I've done it every day. There's my red cross for one a day.
Well done.
Little things that
get
change.
It marked on that chart.
Exactly. So when you look at this, so your goals can be tiny things, or you can break your goal down into tiny steps, can't you? So this one, we've woken up. Say it's 10 press-ups.
Yeah.
So if you wake up, is your trigger is wash your face.
Yeah.
The next thing should be, right, I need to drop and do 10 press-ups.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you need something that then you fit into your routine, that it becomes something that you do every day.
Yeah.
All right. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Now, this really flies in the face of what a lot of people say. You know, you need a massive goal. You need big, fat, hairy goals. You need to, you know, say you're going to make $3 billion this week, and you're going to have 20,000 extra customers, and you're going to have a YouTube channel with 15 million viewers and all the rest of it in the next 10 minutes. That's not going to happen.
No.
Right. The way that I was thinking of it and explaining it is compound interest is, what do they call it?
Is it the eighth wonder of the world?
Eighth wonder of the world. There you go. Because people who've amassed enormous wealth, so Warren Buffett's of this world, they say, look, if you get a small amount of interest and compound it year on year on year, the overall cumulative effect is enormous.
Yeah.
Now, what we're saying about goal setting is, and these little tiny changes, if you make tiny changes that become habits, then the compound cumulative effect of this is like a decent interest rate year on year for 20, 30 years. Now, nobody turns around to Warren Buffett and says, well, Warren, I get the fact that you're one of the richest guys in the world. I get the fact that you've worked out this compound interest thing is for real. But I tell you what, I've got £1,000 here, and I fancy having all my interest up front now. I want 20,000% in the next week.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. What's he going to say?
There's the door, politely.
There's the door. Don't let it bang your ass on the way out.
That's the one.
Well, that's it. You know, it's kind of, and yet we do that with goals. I think there's a lot of people that talk about these goals, and I think they're advocating this get 20,000% return on your £1,000 in 1 week. Whereas I think what we're talking about here is a little bit more of the Warren Buffett compound interest, spread it over time, and just inch your way towards achieving your goal. And you can break it down pretty well, can't you? But let's think of some other triggers that you could do for people that might have a goal. So do you have you ever wanted to learn the guitar?
Well, I'm not very musical at all, but, you know, if I was to want to learn the guitar, I think a trigger could be something like as simple as, you know, put the guitar in front of the television so that when you come back from work or get up in the morning or whatever, you see your guitar. You have to strum a few times or however that works.
Yeah, so 10 minutes of practice before you can watch TV.
Exactly.
It's there, isn't it? It's a visual trigger, a visual cue. Because I was thinking the other day that, you know, you ought to get something like, if you're a remote control person or whatever, when you turn the TV off, put the remote control under a book or something like that. And the next time you come around to the TV and you go, where's the remote control? Oh, there's the book. Right. There's the trigger. Read a chapter, and then turn the telly on.
That sounds really good.
And then pack it away, sort of thing. The other one I was thinking of, whether you've got, well, obviously you might need a dog for this one, but
I think it'd help, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. So you put the dog lead on top of the biscuit tin. So instead of going for a biscuit, you sort of go, oh, there's the dog lead. I need to take the dog for a walk. There you go. So there can be something like that that might just help you with a visual clue that makes you do something that helps you towards your goal. All right. So some other things that have really helped people, and one of them is the paperclips.
Oh, go on, tell me about the paperclips.
I thought you knew about the paperclips.
Paperclips. Oh, yes, I know what you mean. You mean the two jars, don't you?
The two jars, yeah.
One with 120 in, or however many.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot of paperclips.
And one with none in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And then when you do something, take one out of one, put it in the other until the first one is empty.
There you go.
And then go again.
So that could be emails. It could be
calls,
phone calls. Yeah, it could be texts, messengers, whatever it could be. So say you've got five email sequences you want to do. It could be that, you know, whatever it is, paperclip for each one. And every time you do it, transfer a paperclip.
Yeah. Take the emotion out of it as well, because if you're doing calls, well, some people don't like it if they don't have a successful call.
Yeah.
But they know that they've done one.
Yeah.
They know they've got to do 10 paperclips. They don't think of it as being a call as such. Yeah. I've just got to do my 10 paperclips.
Absolutely. It's just that visual cue, isn't it, to keep you going, keep you going. The one that I like, and I bought one probably a couple of years ago. The only trouble is when you're moving around, it's not always easy to take it with you, so it's not ideal. But you've got it on your phone. But I bought an egg timer, which was a 60-minute egg timer. Great big thing, blue sand, all the rest of it. And you sit down, you go, right, I've got to be productive for the next hour. I've got to get this bit done. It's a little bit of my goal. I want it done. You start the egg timer, 60 minutes. There you are. And you're kind of up against it. The sand is running out. Time's running out to do it. But you like doing it because you like doing that, don't you?
Well, I like to chunk. We call it chunking.
Chunking.
So basically, you get a project. So let's just say, for example, it's to send 5 email sequences. You would have each email sequence as a main as a section of the main project.
Yeah, yeah.
And then each one of those email sequences, you'd break down into the sections that you want for that email sequence.
Right, I'm with you.
And then each one of those little sections.
Yep.
I use my Gmail calendar and block out a reasonable time for that.
Right.
So then when I look at my calendar, I can see, right, I've got that, and that to do.
Yeah.
And you work to a time.
Yes.
And it sort of makes efficiency better rather than being a bit dawdly. And obviously, turning your social medias off while you're working because they are very distracting.
Right. So a few things from that what I hear you telling me is, if you put it in the diary and say, on Tuesday at 10 in the morning, I will do X, Y, and Z, in your brain, you've kind of lined it up, you've geared yourself up to do something, which is much, I would have thought, do you find that much better than at some point in the near future-ish, I might do a bit of something like. So it's being a bit more definitive, isn't it?
Because I can be a little bit, you know, I wouldn't be able to discipline myself to do it without this. So I could sort of go off on different tangents. Right. Well, anyway,
that's not a tangent. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Go off on tangents.
Yeah.
But if you've got a focus, if you've got a knowing that email needs to be done in that half hour, it's done.
Yeah.
You then know it's done. Yeah. Whereas if you're thinking at the beginning of the day, well, I've got that to do.
And before you know it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that combination of kind of an egg timer, putting it in your diary, breaking it down, taking something apart. Again, it's going back to almost the compound interest effect. Do a little bit, do a little bit, do a little bit, and it all builds up. And before you know it, you've actually achieved something. So I think the stats show that if you do that, chunking down, put it in your diary, when I get to this point on this day at this time, I will do this job.
Yeah.
The success rate of that is just, it's chalk and cheese compared to being fairly vague. So absolutely. I mean, one of the other things, you know, that have you ever been where they say you've got to have a clean desk policy?
Yes.
Jeez. Does it
work?
Well, I don't know, but it bugs me because it's one of these things that you spend. Well, what you see is that you end up having people working with you for you or whatever. And they spend part of their working day tidying up and then part of their following working day setting up again.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I think you should set your desk up for the following day.
That makes a lot more sense.
So when you come in, boom.
Boom, you're on it.
You're on it. Straight into it.
You get into your chunking and boom, you're off there.
Yeah, absolutely. So silly little things like that. So again, this tiny little thing of making little changes, maybe try that. Set your desk up. If you've written out your three things that you're going to do the following day or at 10 o'clock, I'm going to do my email sequence or whatever it might be, leave that out. So when you sit down, you go, that's right. That's what I'm doing. Boom, straight into it. Things like that. It's one of these things. They talk about people that if you want to go running or something and you go running in the morning or go to the gym or do whatever it is, put your kit out.
Yeah.
So it's ready.
Because I agree with that, because if you're going to go for a run and you can't find your trainers or your running kit, you just think, well, you know,
it's an excuse, isn't it?
Yeah, it gives you an excuse. You don't need many excuses.
Not if you're
lacking a bit of motivation that day.
Well, exactly. Now, that leads on to one of the most amazing things that they've shown in studies is people that get to the very top, you know, when we talk about goals and all the rest of it, and you sort of go, oh, they must be so passionate. They must be, you know, so up for it every day. And I just don't have that passion and all the rest of it. What they've actually found when they've spoken to these people that get to the top is they feel just as bored, just as fed up, just as sort of disinterested in things, you know, as everyone else. You know, you have these days where I can't be bothered, can't be bothered, can't be bothered. But the difference is that they use the Jerry Seinfeld, I've got to put a red X through it, yeah. I've got to do it. So what they do is they still do it, even when they're not inspired, they're not up for it, they're not on great form, whatever it is, they still do it. And I think that is one of the key things. Keep your run going.
Yeah.
Do your little bit each day.
Yeah, I mean, extraordinary people, you know. Okay, then I'm going to ask you a question.
I mean, there's two of them on this podcast.
So how can an ordinary person become extraordinary?
Hold on. How can an ordinary person become extraordinary? Go on.
They've just got to do that little bit extra. It's as simple as that.
I like that.
It's as simple as that.
You've got to just do that little bit extra.
If you don't do the extra, you're ordinary.
There you go. And what we're talking about here is the extra being a tiny amount.
Yeah.
The compound interest effect. We're talking like 5%. You're just doing 5% of something and let it build up. Absolutely. I love this. I love it. Right. Okay. So one of the things is if your goal, so 2019, if you're going to smash it out of the park, going to make it the best ever and all the rest of it, what we're saying is, okay, you've got to be agreed that you're not going to be so good at some things in there. So if you've got a business goal and it's to grow your profits, then I am almost certain you need to work on your sales and marketing.
I would go with you on that one.
And that's where we're going to help, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the Business Profit Club, we're going to be talking all about sales, marketing, and this is going to be using all the digital tools out there, the softwares, the techniques, the skills, the knowledge, how you can advertise, how you can harness everything digital, social media, to absolutely make your profits grow. And that's what the Business Profit Club is all about. We love it. We're going to be talking through, because 2019, we are just going to do something each and every day to make that
goal just be, yeah, be easier.
Just be an amazing year for us here at the Business Profit Club, because we've got a head start on 2019.
We have.
I love it. We started just a few weeks ago. And we're saying, right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to plan it out. We're going to do a bit every day. Even when we don't feel we want to, we're still going to do something, adds to it. We're going to put it in that membership site. We're going to give people free content, free, you know, PDFs and things like that, as well as going really deep into the Business Profit Club. I'm kind of, you can see I'm twitching here.
I know.
I can't sit still.
I really
have to sit on my hands.
I really do show my excitement a lot, but I am actually excited. You probably can't tell, but no, 100%.
No, it is. And we'll talk to you soon about one of our first experiments that we did last week. And we started off one afternoon and we just decided, hey, how about we do this? What about if we put this out there? And just as an experiment, we thought, right, we'll put it out and see what the response is. And we put out one post on Facebook and one post on LinkedIn. And we gave people a very short, I mean, we're talking a few hours to take action. And we know that organically, those sort of posts won't reach people for quite a while. So most people will have missed it. But we put it out there and we said, look, we'll do you a website creation offer.
Yeah.
And we've got five people who snapped our hands off.
Straight away
for that, who acted in the, you were lucky enough that they got it on their feet. So we're going to talk you through that, how we did it, why we did it, what the purpose of it was. But it was a bit of an experiment for us.
Yeah.
Putting it out there. First thing, right, let's do it. Let's see what comes back. Let's see how we can make this work and make it happen for people.
We could just get some more opinions on this. Let us know what you think. But basically, the idea was that we are going to do a monthly website rather than a big upfront cost website where people starting businesses can't afford to get on.
Well, they're nervous, aren't they?
Yeah, they're nervous. They're worried about the investment and whether it's going to return.
Yeah.
But what we said is we're going to set it up and then charge a monthly cost to keep it looked after, hosted, and everything.
So it's super low risk for people. So where people are sort of thinking, oh, I've got an idea, it's like an itch and you need to scratch it, and you sort of think, yeah. But you're kind of thinking, well, I haven't got £2,000 or whatever to set everything up. This was kind of, no. Just come in, we'll set something up for you, and it'll just be a monthly cost. And if it doesn't work out for you, we'll just turn it off.
Yeah. And so these are basic websites. There's e-commerce in them.
This is also going to be SEO'd, everything. So anyway, that was an experiment. So we'll keep talking about that, keep coming back to that. But let's go back to the goals. If you have managed to get this far in the podcast, thank you very much.
You've done well.
Well done. Don't forget to share it and subscribe and review us and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know the drill. But let's go back. Overall then, what is a goal? A goal, I guess you could sort of say, is the direction that you're going to go.
Yeah.
And I've heard lots of analogies on this. One of them is, imagine it's a boat, a rowing boat.
Yeah.
Okay. And you got a little rudder.
Yeah.
And you got a pair of oars.
Yeah.
What they say is the goal is the rudder.
Yeah.
So it's which direction you're going in.
Yeah.
And then the oars are kind of the systems that you're going to use in order to get you to where you want to go.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I like about this is they talk about, well, if you've got lots of different goals, then you're going to be moving that rudder all the time. And now you're going to end up just rowing in circles.
Yeah.
I quite like that. As a visual, I'm quite a visual person. I could see myself just going in circles here.
I can be honest here. Obviously, I can see that you're a little bit older. I do know you haven't got a car. But my analogy of this would be that the direction is your steering wheel.
Yep.
And this system would be a sat-nav, because if you didn't have a sat-nav, you wouldn't know where you were going. So you'd take all the wrong turns down one-way streets and come back. With a sat-nav, it will get you there in the most efficient time.
Yeah. So and what's a sat nav need? It needs two things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where you are now.
Yeah, and where you want to go.
And where you want to go. There you go. And half the time, people for the goals are not too sure where they are now.
Yeah.
Never mind where they want to get to.
Exactly.
And that's why sometimes if you tie this back into kind of what do you value in life, and this little technique that I'll share with you, on a video as to how you can work out which goal really resonates with you and that which one you should really go for. If you have all these goals and you're not too sure and you think, oh, I better come up with a goal. It's the 1st of January, New Year's resolutions. How many do people give up after day one?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much because it doesn't really fit with anything that they're trying to do.
No. Got to have that why. They've got to have that.
Absolutely.
Okay. One last analogy. You know my analogy.
Come on.
When we're looking at goals, think about being sat in your car. How small is your rear view mirror and how big is your windscreen? The reason for that is because if you don't want to be looking back, you're best off looking forward. That's what we're looking at in 2019. Not what's gone wrong, where we're going.
Right, I'm going to take this a little bit further. I love this. Because if your big goal is somewhere 300 miles away, you can't quite see it at the moment, can you? All you can see is a few hundred yards down the road at a time.
Got to take it bit by bit.
Bit by bit. Compound interest effect on your goals. So take your goal and say, right, I'm going to tie this in again. So if your goal is, right, I'm heading to London.
Yeah.
So for us here, 200 miles away.
Yeah.
If your other goal was Edinburgh and you kept saying, right, I need to go to London. Oops, Edinburgh. London. Oops, Edinburgh.
You're not going to get anywhere, are you?
Well, you're certainly probably not going to end up in either.
No.
And if you end up in London, you know that you're miles away from Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And if you end up in Edinburgh, you know you're miles away from London. And this comes back to what I said at the beginning. In order to say, right, I'm happy we're going to London, I've got to be happy with the fact I'm not going to Edinburgh.
Correct. I like that one.
Yeah?
I like that one.
Yeah, and I tell you what, hey.
You're on it,
aren't you? It's like coming to America, you know, when they got out of the cars.
Yeah.
And there were scattering rose petals for you to walk on. That's my job here, Si Si. It's for you. Yeah, I'll scatter the rose petals, you save your feet and walk on those rose petals. How about that?
I'm up for that.
There we go. So, all right, let's just have a quick recap then. So that was quite a good one. Pick a goal. You need to, what's the best way of getting in touch with people and we can give them this download of a video? Have a look at the website?
Yeah, have a look at the website.
All right, businessprofitclub.co.uk.
Yeah.
And we'll put that on there. And this will tell you how to select your goal. And it's really good. So you can write down 5, 10, 15, whatever it might be. And this will work out what your number one goal is. It's really clever. It's really nifty. So that's great. So that works out what your goal is. And that kind of is a gut feel sort of values-driven process, which is really useful. The next thing is to say, right, okay, well, if I'm happy with that, I've got to be happy that I'm not going to be so good at the others.
Yeah.
And the others might just slide and not work. That's fine. Forget your goal-setting snobbery.
Yeah.
Ignore that. I'd say if your goal system, whichever one you works, whichever one you use works, perfect.
Yeah.
That's the best one. And if you want, use bits from all sorts of them.
Yeah, try them all and see which is...
Early morning people. What's your view on early morning people?
I only ever see 1 or 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, there's some of these networking events that, and they try and ask me and they say 6:30 in the morning. It's kind of like, nah, not happening.
No,
not happening. No. If you want it something late at night, yeah, I'm still good for that.
Yeah.
But no. So all you morning people out there, well, you're probably not listening to this. You'd be
Don't you find that if you're really early in the morning, you're tired by the afternoon?
Well, you can only be awake for a certain number of hours. So you've got up early in the morning. Brilliant. Whilst you're asleep in the evening, I'm doing it then.
Yeah.
So anyway, there we go. So that's that one. So if it works for you, brilliant. Use all sorts of goal setting things. If it works for you, that's fantastic. What we would say is get someone to make you accountable.
Yeah.
You could use the Jerry Seinfeld if you've got nobody.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, you know, the wall planner, put a big cross on it. Make sure you keep that run going. Don't break the chain. Or if you want us to be accountable, hold you accountable, let us know. Tell us what your goal is and we'll do that for you. Make the goal tiny. You like chunking it down.
Yeah, chunking it and then
putting it in the diary.
In the diary, yeah.
Putting it in the diary. I like that. What have I got down here? I've got something else down here. Oh, no, the compound interest. Think the compound interest against, and that affect the way you get that, against having an enormous interest rate for a 1 week period. It's, you know, which is more likely to happen?
Yeah, 100%.
Compound, isn't it? And then celebrate. Make sure you celebrate each time you achieve something. Do something. That's really good. But then try and make your goal or achieving your goal a bit of a habit.
Yeah.
So those triggers.
Triggers.
You know, brushing your teeth, walking the dog, turning the telly on, whatever it might be. Try and link something to it so that when you do something you normally do, you tag something else into it.
100%.
There you go. So that's us and our rambling about goal setting. We'll keep reminding people. If you want to sort of, we're going to be talking about our goals for 2019. We'll be talking you through how we're getting on with them. We'll keep updating you and what have you. You've got your visual clues, your egg timer, your paper clips. Set your desk up for the following day. Put your to-do list out there. Get your running kit out. Put that there, you know, and just remember, successful people are the ones that even when they felt like they didn't want to do it.
They did.
There you go. So remember, if your business goal for next year is to grow your profits, then you need to work on your sales and marketing. And that is what the Business Profit Club is all about. So there you go. Whew. That's quite a bit, wasn't it?
It was. It was good fun, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get, you know, people will come back to us and let us know what they find.
Yeah, tell us your goals. We want to know. If you're going for an insanely enormous goal, then brilliant. We'll hold you accountable to it. We've got cricket bats, haven't we? Yeah. We will make sure that you achieve it. But there you go. Si, anything more to add about goals?
No, I don't think that's it, to be honest. I think you've got to have them.
You've got to have them. You've got to have them. Make them, you know, keep achieving them.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's a little goal, you feel so much better about achieving one, don't you, than blobbing it and giving up. So, go on, you're going to say something.
I am. I was. The last thing I'm going to say is, have you ever met a successful person without a goal?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
No, I haven't either.
No, and they always say that an overnight success has had 10 years in the making.
Yeah.
So, again, compound effect. If your goals, little steps, folks, that's what it is. So there you go. On that bombshell, we'll leave you, and we will see you next time around on the Business Profit Club. And it's bye from me, Nigel T. Best.
And bye from me, Sai Sai Hearn.
Sai Sai, love it. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Business Profit Club. If you've enjoyed it, go to businessprofitclub.co.uk or share this podcast, review it, send it out, tell all your friends. If you haven't enjoyed it, keep dumb. Cheers for now.